2019 NACUSO Network Conference in sunny San Diego, California, with the gentleman from Lender Close.
Hey, Mike.
Ben, Omar, how are you guys?
Great.
We're doing great.
Yeah?
It's San Diego.
Doesn't get much better than this.
We left 5 inches of snow for this.
I heard. There were actually a few people who didn't make it out of the Chicago area because of the snow.
I think they're here today.
Yeah.
It's like, did they not get the memo that spring has sprung?
Yes.
Goodness. Anyway, we digress. So how's the conference going for you guys so far?
Ben?
Well, so far so good. I was one of those that got stranded with the whole travel thing yesterday. So I didn't get in until late last night. So got up this morning and I'm just getting started. So
First-hand knowledge.
We saw Emmett Smith. That was great.
He
was an inspirational speaker. So that was really
cool. He was actually really good. I thought he was a good presenter. So
yeah.
I was impressed.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, indeed. Omar, how about you? You've been here for the duration.
I have been here this entire time. I came 2 days early to enjoy the sun. I got a little tan. Make sure you put some tan lotion. I got burnt.
Sunblock is key around these next
years. Yes. But no, it's a blast. You know, we come here. This is our second year. My second year. Ben's probably fourth or fifth.
Yeah, I've been here for a while.
Yep. And just seeing the team at NACUSO here, from Shauna, Denise, you know, Brian, Amanda, and the entire team. It's so great to see the family. We do business together, and so once a year to connect. And I think one thing we enjoy is the networking part of it. It's seeing what's out there in terms of other technology providers, potential partners, and potential credit unions that are looking for fintechs like Lender Close and others. So it's good to bounce ideas. And great conference.
Yep, I agree.
So important. I mean, the credit unions that do come have ambition, and that's something that we just kind of need as a whole industry, people who, you know, they see the way things are and they're not satisfied with that, and they know that we can continue to improve and change and challenge ourselves to become more than what we are right now.
Yep.
So that's the part I really like about this conference, is everybody just is, they're focused on making change and getting better.
Yep. They're
it's
here
fun to
for
be around
a specific
that.
Reason,
indeed. Yes.
And they're motivated to do so as
They're
well.
Very motivated.
So it's really cool. So,
yes.
Hey, talk about motivation. You guys gave a great, Omar gave a great presentation yesterday.
Yeah, I was so mad I missed it.
What Zillow's move into mortgage business means for credit unions. So this is a very timely topic right
it's
now.
It's extremely relevant. Well, let me start by saying it was supposed to be Ben and I, but he got delayed. And so I tried to learn his lines, and so our 50 minute presentation happened in 30 minutes because I couldn't remember his lines. So next time we're going to practice when Ben gets stuck and when Omar gets stuck in the airport.
You
and
could
we're
Skype
gonna,
him in or something like that next time.
That's what I thought about.
We should have done
FaceTime in
a little FaceTime
that
action. you know, we put out this article, and it's been a hot article for us. We're grateful for the buzz we've got out of it, but it's reality. Reality is that there are fintechs out there that are banking on the concept that credit unions will remain with the status quo, that our members still like to come into the branch, and they do, right? But they're banking on the concept that there will not change, and we think otherwise. We think.
Yeah, I'm just extremely passionate about this whole concept and idea, and we've seen shifts in people's behavior already. We read as part of the research for even putting the paper out that Starbucks. The Starbucks Pay has more users, more payments go through the Starbucks app than either Google or Apple Pay.
Wow.
That's incredible to me. And I utilize it at least on a weekly basis where I'm about to pull out of my driveway, latte, be there in 5 minutes.
Yep, and it's ready
I walk
when you get
in,
there.
I open, I grab it, and then I walk out. I don't have to talk to anybody or do anything. I just order my coffee and go. And it's a little convenience, but saving 10 I mean, It's time savings, and it's easy to do. And I don't think anybody really expected Starbucks' payment system to take off that it has. And it's really disrupted the way that people pay for things.
Right.
And that impacts credit unions.
And you're keeping money on the app, too, which is another thing.
Oh, my
gosh.
It sits there. You know, if you want to you reload $25 or reload $50 or whatever, that money stays on that app
It does.
Until it runs out.
And it's crazy. And the other one that's just fascinating to me is Square. So Square is a merchant payment acceptance platform. All you think about when you think Square is just payments, moving money. Well, they have achieved $9 billion worth of commercial loans. A company that didn't exist 10 years ago, a payments app, is now a huge commercial lender.
Yeah, yeah. I get so emails from them.
That takes money out of credit unions to be able to make commercial loans to small businesses as well. So those are little things that nobody, it wasn't on anybody's radar, but they were completely disruptive. And it's all about the user experience. And I'm rambling a little bit here, Omar. I'm sorry, I'm going to finish my point.
It's a good ramble. Keep going.
The idea around Zillow, or really the one that scares me is Amazon. These are two companies that already have the consumers.
Yeah.
They already have people. I mean, I look at Zillow all the time just to kind of see what's going on and trends in my market.
Yeah.
And I use Amazon almost every day to buy things. So if I'm on Zillow already and they know I'm shopping for a house, they say, hey, this is a house that you would really like. And by the way, here's a mortgage that you would like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And here's a realtor that you would like.
Yes.
And we're going to make this really easy for you. And here's somebody who will buy your house. So, you know, I mean, the whole process is just done.
Yeah,
that's a user experience that I'm really interested in. And on the Amazon side of thing, I mean, all of a sudden, hey, here's a house you might be interested in. Oh, you bought that house. Well, here's a mortgage that you might like. And here's a vacuum cleaner, and here's a car, and here are all the other things that you need to put into your house. Well, Amazon wants to own all of those transactions. And they've got deep enough pockets where they could really come after it. And we really need to be aware of this and thinking about it. I mean, they're not going to take over the mortgage industry in a year, or probably not even 2 years, but 5 years. 10 years down the line, they're going to start taking big bites out of it if we're not keeping up with the user experience, which is what we're so passionate about.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what do credit unions need to do?
Well, they need to pay attention to this. Absolutely. That's been highlighted. The writing is on the wall. They need to pay attention to these fintechs coming out, especially the big ones. Like Ben said, they have the customer outreach. They have the brand recognition. And credit unions do, but maybe regionally or locally. And so we have to look at the problem in a different angle. It's not just about the member experience too, but it's on the inside of the credit union. What are your processes look like? What loan programs do you have out there? Is it as competitive as the others? And not necessarily just the rate and the fees. And everybody's got almost the same rate. And credit unions have a great potential. They have fantastic customer service, right? They have fantastic purpose that given back to the community, right? That's the stuff that we should focus on. You add a little technology to that, you're in.
In the consumer's experience, the member's experience is directly impacted by the employee's experience, and that employee's experience has got to be great too. And that's a missing piece that we see. But credit unions can win, and ultimately I think that they will win because of the relationship that they have with their members. But we won't win if we're not aware of what's going on around us and taking very direct steps forward to make sure we're staying ahead of the curve.
So standing still is
not
the
an
strategy
option.
You can't.
Status quo is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the significance of this? Obviously, I think we all know the answer, but I want to get your take. What's the significance of this right now, especially with Zillow moving into the... I mean, that's just an example of what's happening right now. So why is this... Is this kind of a wake-up call for credit unions, or...?
I think it's a long time coming. I don't think necessarily it's a wake-up call, but we talk about this, Ben and I, all the time. People think that millennials and Generation X are tech-savvy, right? But it's not just millennial and Generation X. It's everybody. Everybody is tech-dependent.
Yeah.
My grandmother has an iPhone,
right?
She's tech-dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody knows how the iPhone really works, but everybody, I mean,
when I pull up Uber,
the car better show up. That's all I need to know.
Right,
and if it's broken, I'm upset that it doesn't work right.
Yes.
So very dependent on technology. And so that's the future. That's the impact, because places like Zillow, they are the technology already.
Yes.
They have the app. They have the user base. They have people there. And if a button shows up that just makes my life easier.
Yes.
I might click it.
I might.
Yeah.
Well, Zillow has 150 million visitors per month.
Goodness.
That's half the population.
Yeah. Yeah.
How easy would it be for them to have a blue pop-up that says, apply for home equity?
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, based on the data we have, it looks like you have $30,000 in equity. How about you upgrade your kitchen? Because your neighbors across the street did. They have all this data. It's incredible what can be done.
Yeah.
So we got to think about it from a different spotlight. Not just, hey, we've got to change, but what are we doing to really be innovative?
Something that I've heard in the last couple of years is that credit unions have more data on consumers than Amazon has on their customers. So,
how do you?
The more I think about it, the more true it sounds.
Because,
but like you said, Omar, how do you use it? How do you prioritize that information?
Yes.
So the data's there.
Oh, yeah.
So take advantage of it, guys.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Well said.
Anything else to wrap up here, gentlemen?
Well, make sure you go on lenderclothes.com, book a demo, and then follow us on LinkedIn. That's a must.
There it is.
Absolutely.
You heard it.